Daniel, we hear him say, "Then I turned my face to the Lord, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." There is something sacred in the ache of a heart that longs to be made right. The great men and women of Scripture were not casual in their communion with God. They knelt low in fasting, they wept in repentance and cried out, not just for their sins, but for the sins of their people. They felt the weight of disobedience and the holiness of God, and it moved them to the dust in prayer. Daniel's words echo with urgency and reverence. O Lord, great and awesome God, we have sinned. He doesn't separate himself from the brokenness of his people. He confesses with passion and boldness, not because God needs to be reminded, but because Daniel needs to be reshaped. Prayer has changed me in much the same way. The more I plead with God not to leave me as I am, the more aware I become of how much I need him. I've learned to beg, not for comfort, but for a heart of righteousness. And it doesn't come by accident. It's something that we must ask for. Our generation, we don't need more polished prayers. We need more passionate ones. We need to lament over sin, not gloss over it. We need bold confession, not empty phrases. We need to kneel where the faithful have knelt before and say again, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Let prayer change you." You know, I learned this as a young mom. I had just given birth to twins, relatively just given birth. I mean, they were beginning to crawl, so I guess they were about eight or nine months old. And if you've ever been a mom of 8 or 9 month old crawling babies, you kind of know that you become a freak about how clean your house is. And so that was definitely the stage of life that I was in. My house was always clean, and I just went to great lengths to make sure that it was cleaned. And so then my husband would come home every afternoon with this briefcase. Now, this was like 20 years ago, so I want you to imagine the size of computers. They certainly are not the laptops that we carry around today. These were heavy, chunky laptop in this briefcase, and he would carry it to New York. He would carry it to Las Vegas. He had all these business trips that he had to go on. And so I knew that this briefcase had probably been on dirty bathroom floors. And I just had this idea in my mind that this briefcase was just so just filthy to me. And so every afternoon, my husband would come in and he would set that briefcase up on the kitchen counter. And it would hit that counter with such a loud thud because it was so heavy. And I remember every single time I would see it, it would just start to just build up a resentment in me. And because I was like, it's filthy, it's dirty. You don't understand. I've tried to keep this house clean all day long. And now you're going to come in here and you're going to put that filthy briefcase on my kitchen counter. One day I was looking at the clock and I noticed that it was just about time for him to get home. And the thought came into my mind, oh, great, here comes the briefcase. And I recognized the resentment in my heart at that moment and thought, oh no, Amy, you are resenting the moment your husband comes home from work. This is not okay. And I just got on my face and I started to pray over that briefcase and said, Lord, you have got to change my heart over this briefcase. Please change me. Do not leave me as I am. And it took a couple days, but I'll never forget. I was upstairs and I was changing a diaper and I heard the door open and I heard him come in and I heard that briefcase hit the kitchen counter. And for the first time, I didn't hear the sound of a briefcase. I heard the sound of a shield. I heard the sound of a man coming home after he'd been fighting for his family all day long. And I carried our son downstairs and I saw the rumpled shirt, the sweat stains from the long car ride home. And he turned around and I saw the look in his eyes, just tired. A man came home for a couple hours, set down his shield, and then he's going to go back and he's going to do it again. And in that moment, my heart was forever changed about that briefcase, a change that only the Lord can do, because I can tell you, 29 years, and that briefcase, some form of it, has always been on the kitchen counter. And it's a sign that my husband's home. It's a sign of family, and it's a sign of sacrificial love in our family. And it really changed the entire atmosphere of our family life. It changed the way I talked about how hard their dad was working for us as our kids grew up. And the kids just grew up with such an appreciation for their father. So what I love about the scripture is it shows us, you know, Daniel and Hannah, and just all the great men and women of the Bible, they had a heart for coming to the Lord, confessing sin, asking for change, asking for transformation. And that's what prayer can give us. So I hope you have enjoyed this week that we've gotten to dive into some practices on prayer. And I hope that you are looking forward as we continue this series, Becoming Like Jesus, Practicing.